USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Former President Carter has released a statement following the passing of his wife, Rosalynn Carter. In the statement, Carter said that Rosalynn was his equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. He added that as long as she was in his world, he always knew somebody loved and supported him. The wife of the nation's 39th president, Rosalynn Carter, died at the age of 96. Congressman Jamie Raskin says an Israeli-Hamas ceasefire needs to include the release of hostages and the removal of Hamas. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Raskin said the talks of a pause in the fighting and potential release of some hostages are steps in the right direction.
The hostages must be released. That is a humanitarian crisis in itself. There is a humanitarian crisis within Gaza.
The Maryland Democrat said he believes in the rights of the people of Gaza, but that Israel must also remain safe and secure. He also referred to Hamas as a terrorist medieval death cult. The gunman responsible for killing a security guard at a New Hampshire psychiatric hospital before being fatally shot by a state trooper has been identified as John Mador, a transient who had spent time living in the area. The 33-year-old used a 9mm handgun to fatally shoot Bradley Haas in the lobby of the New Hampshire Hospital in Concord. Haas, a former chief of police and Army veteran, was working security at the time. He was praised as a hero who died protecting patients. Donald Trump rallied supporters in West Central Iowa Saturday as part of his efforts to mobilize those supporters and volunteers ahead of the state's upcoming caucuses, marking the beginning of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The former president headlined an event in Fort Dodge, a GOP-leaning hub emphasizing targeted regional stops to capitalize on the large crowds he draws. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
A suspect in Tennessee identified as Mavis Christian Jr. allegedly killed four people and critically injured another during a series of domestic violence shootings in Memphis Saturday night. Following the incidents, a manhunt was launched and Christian was found dead in his car of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot during the search Sunday. The police believe all three shootings were domestic violence situations and the victims include three women, a teenage girl, and another critically wounded teen girl. Americans view crime as a problem.
Nearly two-thirds of the nation views crime as a significant concern. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. 63% of respondents indicated that crime is an extremely or very serious issue, although only 17% labeled crime as extremely serious in their local communities. Over half stated they have observed an increase in crime in their areas. I'm John Schaefer.
Dana Carvey says he's going to take a break from acting following the death of his son earlier this week. Carvey and his wife posted a statement on Instagram that 32-year-old Dex Carvey died of an accidental drug overdose this past Wednesday night. The Instagram posted also extended prayers to anyone struggling with addiction. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner said Dex died in his L.A. County home. An actress famous for her roles in a gangster movie and a gangster TV series has died. Suzanne Shepherd was 89 years old. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.